You unlock this door with the key of imagination. The fifth dimension, beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow. Crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
From east and west they come, leaving you, the listener, to be smashed in their wake. Their humor will make you combust. Their unpredictability will keep you at the edge of your seat. They make weak people faint. They've never been seen in one studio before. They are Nick, Bob, and Neo, who begin 2011 by conquering internet radio. Now we take you to Long Island, New York, as the Toxical Domain online Shockio show brings the internet radio world
to its knees. Oh, and that we're going to do. Yes, they've never been seen in one studio, and...
And they still haven't.
No, but you know, like Meatloaf says,
trying.
Two out of three ain't bad. Uh-oh, what's this?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, here we go. I think I know what this means.
Here's what's happening in the world of sports. Stay tuned for the sports report.
Thank you very much. Oh, there we go. Now it's up a little. I can hear myself. Anyway, this is the Toxical Domain online Shockio show. That's right. That's what happens when the toxic shock syndrome meets the digital domain, meets snow. Because Neo and I are here in Oyster Bay, and I'm going to let my cat out right now. Hold on. Daisy, get out of here. There you go. Letting the cat out. All right. The cat is out of the room and out of the bag. And yes, Neo and I are here in my home in Oyster Bay. And Nick is at the Digital Domain Studios.
Yes, I am.
And yeah, we had a little bit of a snowstorm here, so we weren't able to be all in one place. We will be next week, but we're here.
It's a mixed blessing in its own way. I feel like shit physically.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, it is Friday, January 7th. 2011.
Happy New Year.
It's one louder. Yes, Happy New Year. Last night in sports from the world of the National Hockey League, the New York Islanders headed out to Rexall Place in Edmonton and lost to the Edmonton Oilers, playing like total shit, but losing by a score of 2-1. And that snaps their four-game winning streak. The Islanders continue their road trip tomorrow. What?
Kevin Poulin looked great, by the way.
Kevin Poulin did look good. They didn't give him much help, though. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, the New York Islanders are in Colorado to take on the Avalanche. And
I hope
Sunday,
Poulin starts that one tomorrow.
Yes, and Sunday, they're going to be at the United Center to take on the Blackhawks. And, of course, this weekend, it is wild card weekend in the National Football League with the game we'll be focusing on tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, the New York J-E-T-S, Jets. The only reason Nick and I didn't do that both is because of Skype. Fuck Skype delay. The New York Jets. Yes?
Alyssa, it looks like that turning down the microphone didn't work. I'm drowning you out.
Are we
You fucking
Then you need to turn up the microphone.
God damn it.
Or turn him down.
I tried turning him down.
Or I could eat it.
Don't eat
the
It's tasty.
Bob, that's not your dynamic, dude. There's a lot more circuitry in that. Please
dude,
don't do
I'm
that.
I'm kidding. Relax. I'm not going to destroy her microphone.
Yeah, but that was still too close for comfort. Those condenser
was it?
Delicate. Yes, it was. Those condenser microphones are delicate.
Nick is flipping out that I'm going to destroy Neo's microphone. Anyway, do we have a
That's
first...
That's okay, you can buy me a Yeti then.
But do we have a first message?
We don't have no fucking message.
Why don't we?
I don't know.
Are we on the radio?
You are,
yeah.
But I don't...
We know the first message won't be Neo.
Oh, ha ha.
Anyway, the New York Jets head to Indianapolis to take on the Colts. That's sports. I am Bob Cernowski, back to Neo, sitting right next to me in the Toxical Domain.
Nick, I don't think that counts.
I don't think so either.
Well, at least we know it works.
He goes, your first message will be me. You know what? Fuck you!
We
can kill the sports music now. We don't need the sports music.
Mandu, Neo, Mandu.
Fuck you! God!
Neo's having issues right now. Anyway. We are here, and believe it or not, we actually have stuff planned for you tonight. We got a few things. Let me just
explain it to you this way. I'll explain it how I explained it on Twitter. This week, because of the setting, we've decided to do it this way. This week will be a little more toxic shock in nature, where next week will be a little more domain-like in nature.
That's right. That's right. So, yes, it has snowed once again here in New York, just enough to make it a pain in the ass to drive, especially when you are Neo and you have not ever driven in snow before in your life, coming from California, making
and
her first visit
to New York.
A Trek
this
West.
I would have gone and done the whole first message thing, but I could not have been stopped signing into thinking I'm
because you're
my
an
phone.
Ass.
So,
where the fuck were you when call? I needed you yesterday?
oh shit. Oh
I
shit.
Was around. What's going on? What have I missed? Oh, apart
nothing.
From the Ed Oilers Dire Straits thing.
Oh, I go good. You saw that.
Oh yeah. Of course so many I saw inside it. References. So little time.
Yes, yeah, so many inside references. More. So many inside references. Just like breaking appliances.
Dude, you sound like you just woke up.
The reactions picking up. Did.
How drunk were you last
I
night?
I just woke up. Not at all. I was at my brother's. I was actually got a semi-decent night's sleep, but yeah, again, only just woke up.
Oh my god. Well, yes, as you can tell, Neo and I are in Oyster Bay, and Nick is at the Digital Domain Studios.
Things are okay in Oyster Bay.
Yes, they are. But man, we got lots coming up for you tonight. We have got a story that very few of you know, but the rest of you are going to have a fucking field day with, especially Mr. Venison over there in New Jersey.
Oh, that story. You know
yes.
what? I'm glad.
That's.
Can I just something? Can I just say something, Bob? I really do thank you. Actually, I thank Alyssa more.
Don't blow
for
it.
Sort of Ugh. half perpetrating it, and the reason
so
I
agree.
Thank you guys is because I have my own stories. No, I agree, but I'm proud of her for it. I have my own stories as well, but they're going to be actually overshadowed by this one, and any other week they wouldn't be.
So you
so
do
I really
agree,
you guys,
before we even get into the story later, that Alyssa, it is her fault.
It's not my fault!
Kind of is.
I'm not saying it's her fault, because saying it's her fault implies that it's a bad thing. I'm saying it's that she's responsible.
It's a bad thing for me! I've spent the entire week under the bus!
You're always under the bus. You have, like, your own personal, like, thing under the bus.
And when the bus rolls over you, I will just warn you that it comes to me that the soothing light at the end of your tunnel is just a freight train coming your way. That's all I gotta say about that.
Yeah!
Also, hello to Christina, and a happy new year to you.
Happy new year, Christina! Yes. One of our most loyal listeners.
Fucking hell. Venison.
Venison is jumping in here. Let's see what's going on.
Venison, what the fuck do you want?
Yeah, what do you mean, what the fuck do I want? You know, first of all, you know, you do too have a game thingy.
No, I don't!
You're running a mixer, are you not?
No.
Nor.
What do you mean, no?
No, I'm not.
Then how are you running two microphones?
Since when did you run mixers?
Not the original mics.
Oh. You're only
it's
using one mic.
It's the fucking Twinkie. It's the cat. You fucking idiot. No, if you would have listened to my fucking show once in a while, you would have noticed that it was a fucking one goddamn fucking mic. How's
yeah, but you're somewhere else.
Here?
You're not at your house.
God,
you're at somebody else's
cutting,
house.
You
should be
asshole.
Running something.
I don't think she got a lot of sleep.
Oh, really?
You? Shush.
I think she's a little cranky. Ow.
The following bitch fight has been...
Hit him harder.
Brought to you by Venison.
No.
And
ow! 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 Why am I being abused on my own? Ow! Ow!
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Bob,
I'm being
used to it. It happens to me every week.
Oh.
Yes. Now, Trek West.
Uh-oh.
You.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
I heard about that little escapade.
No, you didn't. Not yet,
oh,
you didn't.
Wait. What about the police getting involved?
I'm going to tell you about that. Oh, wait, I thought the
wait,
story...
Wait, how drunk did you guys was... get?
Chris, do you want to tell...
So you
your...
guys going to let me tell the story.
Yeah, here's what you do. No. Our story trumps yours. Why don't we do the warm-up act? Why don't you tell your story first?
Trek West! You have greater Skype delay. Keep that in cognizant mind.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. I was actually going to go to this part of it on air, but now Venison's kind of...
I'm calling you out. You know, what is this? You tried mixing up some of my nuclear mints?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell
the nuclear mint story.
Mar says, woo, bronze Twinkie. Yes, woo, Twinkie.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Shrek. Why don't we compare stories? Because you say that mine trumps yours. So tell yours.
Embarrassment. Mine's, but they probably is. Yours is probably more embarrassing.
Oh, way more embarrassing. Yours is just absurd and funny.
Funny. I mean, it was.
Dude, you got a shitty connection. Your connection sucks balls.
Bad at the...
Yeah, your connection sucks balls, dude.
Oh, maybe... how convenient.
Oh, that is convenient.
Of course.
I have to say. Let me just tell everyone what else is coming up on the show tonight. Coming up on the show tonight, those of you who did not get to hear our drunken New Year's Eve broadcast, we are going to replay the countdown so you can hear what it sounded like here on HKC. Also, a friend of ours just got signed to an independent record label. We're going to play a little of her song for you tonight, so you can check that out.
Cool.
And also, another thing that we did on one of our random shows last week that only a few people heard, the rest of you listeners tonight, what is duck butter? You're going to
find out later. And how is Lovie Smith involved?
Smith involved? And, Nick, I got a phone number. We have an exclusive tonight. Even though we don't have the HKC phone up, we have Skype. But we also have an exclusive interview with with Dick Uzuninya.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Dick Uzuninya tonight.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he was able to pull fucking strings. God damn it, fucking Trek West.
Wait, he's back.
Bob.
Nick has something to say. Go ahead, Nick.
Bob, what? Do you have to do this?
Dude, that bit that you played me yesterday that he sent you... about the whatever it was. I don't even know what it was about, but it was funny as shit, man. So I went and did some digging, and Neo and I did some Googling, and we found Dick Uzuninya's phone number. And I'm going to interview him.
Great.
Dude, you don't have to talk to him if you don't want to, but man, I think it'd be a good spot.
Oh, dear.
Trek, you're back.
Dear. But first...
Does that mean...
We both had drunken weeks, me and Trek West. Trek,
yep.
You got a little story.
Which
you
includes my my rendition of a nuclear mint, which is deadly enough to any human being on the face of this planet. And meanwhile, I've just heard bits and pieces of this, and it involved the police.
Yes.
What's going on with that?
Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, my God.
Well, one singular, actually...
I'm serious. I am not pressing anything.
That is a little too convenient. Okay, Opie.
Seriously, I'm not doing anything.
Neo, it's Trek West, not Alex. It's okay.
I'm not pressing anything.
I'm just saying. He doesn't want a remix of the first music bed. It's okay. You don't have to do that.
I'm still here, apparently.
Dude, your connection is fucking horrible. This might not be conducive for this story.
You need to get out of Jack's ass. Okay?
That was the other person.
You need to get out of Jack's ass.
Very much.
The connection is very, very terrible.
It is completely awful. Trek. He went away. Nick.
Forget this.
Let's start with you. How was
Jack's off his ass.
What did your holiday do, Nick? How was your holiday?
It did exactly what I wanted it to, largely. It was just time with the family. Innocent, good time with the family. It was exactly what I wanted it to do.
That's good.
You know, I was on New Year's Eve, I had the best of both worlds. My family and I was sitting in the living room of my Uncle John's house watching a crappy movie. I had you guys on in my ears, and I had both of you.
I'm sorry.
You know? Yeah, you sent me.
I apologize. What movie were you guys watching?
I can't even remember the name of it. It was that bad. Oh, speaking of crappy movies today.
Yeah.
Today, I got to see Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
Dude, I didn't see that one.
And I got to tell you, unlike the original, it's a less than one joke film.
Really?
It's terrible. On the comedic aspect.
I didn't see that one.
Look, the original to me was marginal. The original was funny. The
original was funny.
The original was funny, but not one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. So by comparison, this one, it's like they've forgotten how to write lines to me.
Also, Jonathan wants to know if there is something that Trek West feels guilty about.
Uh-oh.
And he also
that's why his connection keeps dropping.
Mind both of them, but the first was funnier.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, so let's see. To recap here, and Trek West has got a lot of explaining to do between him and Jack and Nuclear Mints and the police.
Here's what's going to happen. The next time he calls in, I'm going to bail out so that just to see if it might be your end.
I don't know if that'll do. Well, we'll try that, but I think his connection is just shitty.
Yeah, I'm going to be in and out, guys, just so you know.
In and out?
So,
okay.
I don't need
that. Uh-huh. That sounds a bit wrong. That's horrible. Sure.
With both of them in your ears?
Damn it, Venison! God fucking damn it!
Well, he's wearing headphones, isn't he?
So? Your point?
Look. So,
fuck!
Yeah, so you went there, I didn't.
Well, let's also focus on Neo. Yes, that's right. We've been talking about it for like 3 months now. Happened on December 28th. Toxic Shock met the digital domain, and she landed in New York for the first time. Snowy New York, as on the 26th we had a blizzard. She landed in New York miraculously. Her flight was actually on time. And maybe we could recap a little bit of that. Tell us. Tell
and
the
she
listeners.
Didn't get groped. Damn it.
Well, that, no, not
what
that.
The fuck?
Not that much. She didn't.
Why don't you become one of the fucking TSA and grope elderly women and children?
If the pay is good, maybe not the children, but if the pay is good.
So, somebody, let's see what's going on here. Who is this Skyping? We are getting a
conference.
Call.
Okay, Trek West, let's try this again.
Third time lucky. I have no idea how this could be happening.
I'll give a maximum bandwidth. I want to hear this, too.
Yeah, I think.
God's on.
Yeah, dude.
It's not our end.
It's not cutting it.
I never said it was.
Shit. Don't get Neo started on Apple.
This
products.
Is why you don't use Apple products.
Chris, we're getting every other word, dude. I really want you to tell the story, but it's going to
bring down a laptop that doesn't even work for a week trip where I'm going to be going from place to place.
Dude, we're not. Dude.
It's not even where I'm going to be today. I'm supposed to. What? It doesn't even have wireless.
Right.
Even Mars says that he blames the crappy Macs.
Uh-oh.
I'm on a phone, if you must know, and I was Skyping you people fine yesterday, and the day before, that on the internet. That was way worse than this.
It's not.
So I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on either.
Well,
I
have full bars and.
Did Nick go away?
Yeah.
Yes. Chris, we even tried it with Nick off.
No, you don't get it. I was. 3G.
Right, I don't get it because I didn't hear any of it. Wait, I'm gonna do my impression of Trek West. What?
Dude, seriously?
Clusterfuck.
It's kind of bad.
Clusterfuck. When you're on, it's clusterfuck. Dude. I really want this to work. Believe me, I'm the king of clusterfuck radio. But I'm getting every other word that you're saying. Exactly.
I don't quite know how this could be happening because
I don't know.
But worked fine the other day on.
See, now you're fine. So go ahead, give it a shot. Then the best part was the guy who killed him was. And then the secret to life is peace, love it. I put it right in a. Hi, I'm Trek West, and I just want to say that the greatest thing in the world. When I got it out of Jack's ass, the goat was. Alright, I'm done now. I'm done. Dude, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's not working.
Would you like us just to tell the story for you?
How about no? Because you don't even... No, how about... I didn't even want to tell this on air, and then I kind of got dragged into it.
You can tell any version of it that you want, but obviously that's not going to work now. We might have to wait until you're back from, you know, wherever.
I think that's actually a good idea.
Hang on, I'm going to try something. Give me 2 seconds.
All right, we'll give you 2 seconds. Okay. One and two. Go.
Okay.
And go. And go. And go. He's playing with something. I hear something is talking.
Matt from Matt's Madness says,
yes.
Hey there, I'm tuned in.
Thank you, Matt.
And then also, let's see.
It's Matt's Madness.
Saying, have him record his explanation and send it in.
That's actually a decent idea. He could just tell the story and record it and send it in. It wouldn't be as interactive, but
Miriam
it'd be good to work.
Hello, Miriam.
Hello, Miriam.
She says hello, all.
Yes.
Well, hello there.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Hola.
We're in a place called Vertigo.
Chiquita.
It's
banana.
Everything I wish I didn't know, because you give me something I can feel.
Okay, you are seriously, like, molesting my microphone.
Wait.
No, don't, stop it! Stop!
Ow! I just wanted to freak Nick out.
No!
Molesting your microphone.
Stop molesting the Twinkie!
I promise you...
It's not cream filled!
Your microphone, when it gets older, will not want to have sex with members of its family. I'm just saying. I'm not saying anything other than that. I'm just leaving it alone in case certain people are listening. If any
I'm
of
gonna
you...
punch you in the dick.
No, do not do that. There's so many things I can say, and I will not. Anyway, let's get back to you. So you're now...
You're in a fucking blow-up doll.
You're a week into... Linger longer. Linger off the air. Linger teen talk. Anyway. Oh, what is this now?
Trek West.
Yes, it is a Trek West.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. It actually is good.
Yeah, I figured out the problem, and it had nothing to do with me.
Oh yeah?
It had to do with bad people using the internet here.
Oh, bad people using it. All right, so let's get to
this. Yeah, so I switched over. Yeah, let's get with Jesus.
I had a drunken New Year's Eve. You had a drunken 2 days ago.
Something. Yes. So, dude, do I start with the part during the afternoon? Do I start with the part involving the batteries, or do I just skip the nuclear mint?
Yeah, you might as well, because I'll set it up, because this was, of course, obviously there's a major delay as far as a time. So
batteries,
it was about 1 o'clock.
Plugs, dryers, you know, that sort of thing.
It was about 1 o'clock in the morning here, and
No. Actually, I'm going to go back a little bit further, because how it actually started. First was the cricket was going so badly that we decided we needed to majorly drain our sorrows.
Right. So fast forward to 1 o'clock in the morning here, which is early afternoon there.
4 p.m.
And we get a call, Neo and I get a call from a very drunk, a pretty tipsy Trek West and his good partner in crime, Jack, hanging out in Jack's apartment, drowning their sorrows, and being very pissed off at cricket. And at one point during the afternoon's discussion, Jack got very pissed off. Why did Jack get pissed off?
Because he fell asleep in his bedroom.
I would get pissed
off. The radio, because we'd left the radio outside. Yeah. Which we had been listening to the cricket on, and we also had the TV on. Now, because I was talking to these fine people, completely, and I mean absolutely, did not notice a freak storm come over. And if I did notice, I didn't care, because his balcony is supposed to be covered, right?
It is summer there, of course, because we all know his country's backwards. Anyway, go ahead.
So his balcony, which is meant to be covered, apparently is not quite as well covered as we thought. Consequently, his radio, which was on, got soaked.
The radio is broken. It don't work anymore.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So at this Sorry. Point, I hear Jack ranting and raving, and then all I hear is something about getting the battery out of the dryer, and for the life of us, Neo and I, for 25 minutes, couldn't figure it out, and neither could Chris, because he kept going, bro, what's wrong? What's wrong? And he's ranting and raving. There are different kinds of drunks, and I notice Jack gets very angry.
I would just like to interrupt. I would just like to interrupt this show by saying that in solidarity with Chris, I am calling from my Apple iPod Touch. Thank you very much, Neo.
Yeah, it sounds good on that.
You know what I say to that?
Anyway, Chris, continue.
Actually, happened. What it is, some people are using this other traffic on the wireless, and because I'm the furthest away from the station and on a tut and on an iOS device, I get near minimum delegation, traffic delegation. That's
right,
what
anyway,
broke it. Someone.
So what happened that we were hearing about a battery and a dryer, okay, and I didn't know whether he put the I thought he put the radio in the dryer. I was a little worried.
Is he put the radio on the dryer because he figured he didn't have, you know, he'd always grown up knowing that when electronics get wet, you try to dry them out with like a hairdryer or something.
Right.
So because he didn't have one, and because he was in a very, well, let's just say, under the influence.
He was drunk. He was drunk. He went around the bush. He was drunk.
So he went
drunk and
he
very
got
angry. Angry, drunken Aussies.
I think he's Irish.
He went and got the radio. He is, actually. He went and got the radio, put it on top of the dryer, and took the batteries out because he is such a stingy freak that he didn't just toss the batteries and get new ones. He's like, well, if the batteries haven't leaked, I can dry them out and reuse them too.
Oh, wow, so, Nick, I think he's got you beat.
So he put the batteries on top of the dryer, yeah, and just walked away. Next thing,
never walk away.
Batteries fell down the air into the air vent of the dryer and into the belt.
Are you shitting me?
No, I'm not.
You know what fucking happened? You know what I did? Then after the batteries went in the dryer, I took the toaster. You know what happened to that? Let me tell you.
You're clipping my ears out? That's what happened.
It's in the fucking blender. And then you know what I did? I took the electric razor. You know where that is? It's in the fucking swimming pool. Fuck! All right, that's enough of that.
That's actually not that bad.
You know what else? Let me tell you what else happened with that. I took the fucking Mixmaster, and you know where it is? It's in the VCR. Fuck you. Fuck.
This is what we were dealing with at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and I'll be sitting there going, hey, easy.
Hey, you were just as confused as us. All I kept hearing from Chris is, bro, what's wrong? What's wrong? Fuck! You know what else happened? Let me tell you what else happened. I took the TV set, and it's in the CD player. I don't even know what happened there. It just, I shoved it in there, and fuck you. And you know what else? Let me tell you what happened to the CD player.
Anyway, this... God. That was...
Fuck!
That was just the curtain raiser for something... That was just the curtain raiser for something even more interesting.
Again.
Wait, I'm trying to... Oh, fucking stupid buttons. There it goes.
That's what we were saying.
Thank you.
Okay,
Okay. Holy Mother of God. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now then, was this before or after the nuclear mint?
This is before. This isn't even the nuclear mints yet. They're just
we haven't even gotten that far yet.
Beer and rum is all they were doing.
Yes.
Really?
Okay, Chris was trying to basically calm down Jack, and Jack was just going, fuck! 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 I gotta
tear the damn dryer! You know, it's nothing compared to what happened to the fucking snow blower! You know what I did with that? Let me tell you, it's in the fucking boot of the car! Fuck you!
What of Chris's
car?
Oh, that car. Would be bad.
That's right! It's a British term!
Boot of the car.
Aussie term, too. But that's,
yeah,
boot
the boot
is trunk.
Anyway,
oh!
Yeah, a boot.
I don't know.
So anyway.
I'm not as sophisticated.
Anyway,
as
go ahead, Chris. So now.
Nick is using his
when...
eye touch.
Oh.
I know so he could touch.
Oh, shut up, Yipper. Let him tell the story.
Let Chris tell the story. Go ahead, Chris.
So, at some point, and I don't know how I, one, convinced myself, and two, convinced Jack to do this. I thought, you know what, I'm going to get the materials to make some nuclear mint. So,
Uh-oh.
I did. I remember Venice had given me the recipe, or an approximation of the recipe, so I thought, yeah, I can do this.
By the way, March 6, 2010, if you want to hear what a nuclear mint will do to a venison, marathon, March 6, 2010.
Actually, what three nuclear mints will do. Actually, venison, I've always had more respect for you than most people on this station, but I have more respect for you still that you can handle large quantities of that stuff.
I wasn't.
So what happened, Chris? You made the nuclear mints and you began to consume them.
No.
We got to move it along here. We made the nuclear mints.
This was later, so we'd sort of reset ourselves a little bit. So
right, you took a break from the drinking. Now you made the nuclear mints and you got ready to rock and roll.
We did get ready to rock and roll. So we were just watching, you know, we were watching some more cricket, and we were just sitting outside, and we each had one, and we were feeling pretty well set. Well, at least
groovy.
I was.
In other words, I was fucked up.
No, I wasn't at this stage, actually. I was feeling all right. And then, so then Jack made the mistake of asking me to mix him another one.
Uh-huh.
And I made the mistake, as you do when you're in that state, of not arguing. So I made him another one. And it turns out I had put a little too much of the schnapps in mine when I made the first one. So what I did is I compensated by putting more vodka in Jack's for the second one.
Oh no! You fucking dumbass!
What is bad enough for the uninitiated?
At this point, Chris, would it be safe to say they got into a very deep philosophical conversation, which put
what
Jack
actually
in
happened?
In
Jack
bed.
Started showing
well,
me
went
some.
Deep, all right.
Yeah,
let me tell the story.
Go ahead, Chris.
If I have to tell it. So Jack at this point started playing songs that he himself has written. He's written a few songs.
Nice.
So he started playing them. He played this one that he had sent to this, that he had attempted to send to this girl who he had feelings for. And they were quite unrequited. Jack at this stage had the second nuclear mint just a little too quickly. In fact, Venice said he probably drank the second one in about 15-20 minutes.
Okay, that's a little better, but still, you don't chug a nuclear mint.
He knows that now.
I knew that from day one, dude. I never chugged. Dude, it took about an hour on mine. That's just, right, you know.
So ultimately, what happened? It went horribly wrong at this point.
It blew off the handle because, you know, I was trying to convince him that, you know, this person, you know, just because they didn't, you know, reciprocate, you know, still gave a shit. And you can imagine that one. Another, and he started to really lose it, and I mean really lose it
loudly,
like very loudly.
And it was
and
late
it would
in
have been
evening,
about
and the music was seeping through.
It was actually, well, it wasn't. That's the problem. I actually tried to put music on to calm him down. So, what's the normal
that
when
that wasn't the only thing seeping through?
Oh,
that's wrong.
Anyway,
when you're drunk, the normal answer to a problem is to make another drink. Did for him, not another mint. Oh, I just made him a rum.
No, not another.
And
mint.
I came out and I threw the. No, there weren't. There was no more. Well, no, there, I couldn't. There, we were out of some of the materials by that stage. But anyway, so he then starts to really, really lose it. You know, like, and he's like, you know, sort of, he slams a door and, you know, he runs into his room and he starts like just basically just screaming. And I'm sort of, and at this stage, I started to yell a little bit, you know, trying to get him to shut up and, you know, et cetera.
Just
so,
stick his face in the pillow. He would have shut up.
Eventually, he went and cracked.
You got to load up the battery before it goes in there.
I bet he did stick his face in the pillow.
Yeah, fur, come on.
Actually, Eventually.
Anyway, so they're in an apartment complex. There's other people there. This is the key to this story here.
So eventually, I'm trying to calm him down, and eventually he just goes and passes out on the couch. And I'm like, you know what? You know, I'll just leave him here. And I sat out with him for a while, and you know, I was just sort of sitting there. And then I tried to call Bob. Actually, Bob, if you'd picked up your phone, you actually would have observed the real punchline of the story.
I got a call from Trek West early in the afternoon, my time, so it was late in the evening, his time. Quote, you really need to call me. I didn't get to him in time.
Dude, there was a couple of expletives in there.
Yeah, you really need to fucking call me was the message that I got. Anyway, so... ultimately,
Chris
so
won I'm... his other gay lover because there was a fight going on. See, this whole story was just a cover up because in actuality, Chris and Jack.
Hey, can we let him finish?
Go ahead. Finally, Chris.
Because the funny's about to happen.
Yes.
So I'm sitting there, and I did finally make a telephone call, and I'm sitting there, and. I'm just doing my thing, and I'm starting at this point, just starting to finally calm down.
Yeah.
I'm starting to calm down, and I hear this.
Uh-oh.
Dutton Park Police, open up.
Oh, no.
And my first thought was, someone in this complex has heard us doing this. Like, I thought it was one of our friends in the complex, and I thought, she's having me for one. My first thought was, it's a bit, and I'm about to get done really hardcore. But you know what I thought? Just in case it's not,
isolate that medicine.
I'll play it. So just in case it's not, I'll play the joke. I open the door, and this woman's like, are you all right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. What's up? She's like, oh, we got a call. Apparently someone heard some yelling and whatnot here and was worried about your safety.
They were worried about you. You know what? Well, that's right. You know what happened, right? Let me tell you what happened. I took the dildar, right? You know where that went, right? No, not where you think. You know the dildar? It went inside the fat
iPod.
I don't know how I even did that.
I'm not finished. So the conversation.
I almost stand.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Giffer!
Go ahead, Chris.
It's probably so the next 2 minutes they were there for all of 2 minutes. In that time they ascertained that, you know, I was just like, and somehow I was actually able to be pretty chilled talking to them, and they saw he was there, passed out on the couch, and he's like, oh, is he all right, blah blah blah. And I'm like, yeah, he just kind of lost it at some things that have happened to him in the past, and it's all good. And they took our names, and that was sort of it. And, you know, then they just left, and they were like, have a good night. You know, I'm glad you're here to make sure he's, you know, just stay with him and make sure he's all right. And they left, and that was the end of the matter.
The best part was he woke up the next morning and had no recollection of it, and you had to tell him that he didn't believe you.
Yeah, he didn't believe me. So the next morning, Jack, so anyway, I ended up going and crashing on his bed because he was sleeping on the couch, which is where I was supposed to sleep.
Yeah.
This is dumb. All right, you want to sleep on that very uncomfortable couch?
So
fine,
up
I'll take
in Jack's bed where you wanted to be. I know I'm gonna be next. So you know what? I'm getting my shots in now, ass face.
You're trying to throw stones at me, but you're about to get absolutely torched yourself.
I know.
Did you try to explain why the condom was sticking out of his ass?
So he wakes up and he's like, firstly, he's venison, he's like getting really, really mad at both you and me.
Me? What did I do?
Your creation. And he's like, actually, although later he's like, well, I have serious respect for him. You say he's handled three of those and stayed standing before. And I'm like, yeah.
And on the air.
And on the air. And he's like, okay, I've got serious respect for you. But so he's like, so what happened, dude? I remember having the first one, and then I remember the next thing I know, I'm awake. I woke up on the couch. What happened?
That is a phenomenal story, dude. All
right.
Well, of course, he mentally blocked all the really good stuff.
Frightening at the time. But really, it's got to be, it's one of the best nights of my life, actually.
That is pretty amazing.
Oh, I bet it was.
Shut up.
So here's what we're gonna do. We are gonna let everyone, go except for Nick because he's part of.
Oh no, Nick bailed out. All
right, we're gonna let everyone go. We're gonna replay the countdown, and then I'm gonna tell my story.
Oh dear.
So we're gonna let everyone go here.
Yeah, drop me out because I'm not sure what the hell happened to my Skype. It's all got kind of weird.
Okay. Yeah, you sound fine.
Well, I know I sound fine, but my display got all kind of weird. I can't find the hang-up button.
Oh, whatever.
Well, I think Neo can find the hang-up button.
Yeah, it's right here. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I do that?
Oops, how'd that happen? Anyway, do we have messages? Let's read some messages.
No, there wasn't any relevant ones.
So, basically, Venison was kind enough on New Year's Eve to... kind of, you know, he usually does a New Year's Eve broadcast, and he said to us this year, hey, look, you guys are going to be there in New York together. You guys can do your own New Year's broadcast. So my friend Sam out east in Selden, Long Island, was kind enough to have all of us over to her place for a New Year's Eve party. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, when you're having a New Year's party, all you need are a few key elements. You need good people. You need good music. You need food, booze, and maybe a couple of other things. You mix them all together, you got yourself a damn good night. So we got over there around 6 o'clock and the drinking commenced. People were coming and going, some people were drunker than others, and by around 11 o'clock we were ready to sign on the air. So we did basically, for those of you who heard it, to say it was a radio show, it really wasn't a radio show. It was pretty much just us broadcasting ourselves at the party. You guys were listening in. We were talking to you. Those of you who wrote in, we appreciated it. Those of you who were around, we certainly appreciated it. We know some of you didn't get to hear it, so what you're about to hear now is the moment as we count down to 2011. You're going to hear the countdown, and then I'm going to tell you what happened later in the evening. Some of you, a few of you know this, a few of you do not. So if Neo is ready, we're going to play the last couple of minutes here before 2011. Now, I had actually also recorded it with the Christmas present that Nick had bought me with the microphone, but we weren't able to bring you that feed. So we've got this. This is the broadcast feed. This is what you heard if you were tuned in that night. And if you didn't, you're going to hear this for the first time. It's our drunken countdown to 2011.
I tried to get it as close as I could.
Is the mic muted?
No.
Oh, okay. Let's mute the mic. They're playing John Lennon, Imagine, in the background. Just recently, just a couple of weeks ago, we commemorated the 30th anniversary of the unfortunate, tragic assassination of John Lennon, the legendary Beatle and songwriter and activist. So there's another serious moment. But right now I'm seriously drinking this. I'm going to drink it right now. Hold on. Jenny. Oh, shit. Jenny from the blocks. It's not even Jenny from the block. It's like somebody else.
Oh, it's not Jenny McCarthy?
No, it's not even Jenny.
It's 11:58.
Oh, this dumb bitch won't stop screaming. Fans, I'm in section 327. No.
Nick writes, he sounds better than he has in years. It heartens me to see his progress.
Yes, Dick, like I said, Dick Clark is a trooper, and we know somebody a lot closer to home who has a lot to be proud of, and has been through a lot this year, and we love her, and we support her.
Exactly.
And we wish her nothing but the best in 2011. Better things to come. Better things to come, my friend. Oh, shit. It's getting close, folks.
Woo!
It's getting close. I think we're a minute away.
It's 11:59 and 20 seconds.
Oh, shit. We're 40 seconds away.
Whoa,
it's 2011. All right, here we go, folks. Here we go. This is it. The moment we've been waiting for, it, JC. I know.
Woo!
Are you ready?
Shannon on the couch.
Here we go.
Kitchen. 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9.
Well, there's how it started. Now people had to make some comments here.
Yes, it is now 2011. Yes, we have survived another year.
Hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your husband, because 2011's gonna rape everyone.
Yeah!
Apparently 2011's gonna rape everyone. Okay then. Okay, yeah, sure. You want me to get up with all this shit? Okay,
that was pretty much the way we rang in 2011. It went on for a while. There was another hour of the broadcast after that, and pretty much just everybody hanging out, eating cake, eating pizza, drinking, eating Taco Bell, and then not eating Taco Bell.
We tried eating Taco Bell.
We could kill the audio of the show. Yeah, that was actually kind of a funny moment. About a half an hour after that, Chris and Alyssa went out to drop some people off because Chris was not drinking. So, you know, we had eaten most of the food that we had there. Shannon wisely saved some of the taquitos and everything else for the morning, for the hangover food, even though I was not hungover, although I was quite tipsy. But Alyssa and Chris thought very generously to pick up some Taco Bell on the way home. And so they brought the Taco Bell back to the house, and we're sitting there eating Taco Bell, and I'm completely oblivious to what's going on across the room. And a friend of ours, Simone, was there with her boyfriend and her new little baby, who was about 8 months old. And at one point, the baby did what babies do, took a giant, massive, runny, green shit.
No, it wasn't runny. It was like the consistency of Play-Doh.
But apparently it was dripping down his leg, and you got a good description of it.
No. They were talking about baby shit dripping down someone's leg.
Oh, well, I don't know.
But, what was her name?
Simone.
Simone. She apparently dropped some baby poo, picked it up, tried to wipe it off the carpet and everything.
And all I heard was Alyssa go, anybody want the rest of these tacos? Instant appetite killer. But luckily I didn't hear the whole thing about the baby shit because I was too busy shoving food in my face and wondering whether I dropped my cake on the floor. But I didn't. Which leads us... Oh boy. Strap in, folks. Which leads us to the end of the evening. Now, like I said, this was nothing but a success, this party. This party did exactly what we wanted it to do. There was drunken fun, there was singing, there was Stouffer, there was a whole bunch of other craziness going on, things outside, there was the Mellow Show. Lots of stuff. So about, I don't know, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning rolled around, and it was time for those who remained at the party to attempt to go to sleep. So After it became beat the shit out of the most drunk person in the room, mainly me, as I'm laying on the floor, I was pummeled mercilessly with pillows, held down and tickled until I couldn't breathe, and it was all videoed. And is that up on your Facebook yet?
No, it's not up on Facebook.
There will be video of it, right? And it will be somewhere where you can find it.
Possibly YouTube.
Possibly YouTube. Okay. Alyssa will keep you posted on that. Now, let me set the scene. Like I said, a few of you have heard this story before, but many of the domain listeners, we did a few random broadcasts this week, as well as the Toxic Shock last Sunday, so you might not have heard this. So, here's the scene for you. The house that we had the party at was a very small house. There were two small bedrooms, one of which was occupied by Shannon. The other was occupied by the owners of the house, Sam and Brian. A very small, narrow living room with two couches on it, a small kitchen, and a little dinette area and a bathroom. Now, of course, at the end of the night, Shannon went off to her bedroom, and Sam and Brian went off to theirs. Alyssa is cackling because she knows what's coming.
No!
And she knows that she's responsible for this entire fucking predicament.
I am not...
Well, you, the domain listeners, you, my loyal, wonderful friends at HKC.
Nick is just commenting. He says, small house.
Can be the judge.
It's a fucking shoebox.
It really is a fucking shoebox. So basically, those who remained outside in the living room were myself, Alyssa, Chris, otherwise known as Tits, Stouffer, and Krista. Five of us. There were two couches, which meant that those who did not get the couches were doomed to try to squeeze onto the narrow space of floor that was left. Now, Sam graciously provided us all with pillows and blankets. So, of course, Tits, who is very large, she commandeered one of the couches. And because Krista really doesn't get to come out and hang out with us that often, I was generous enough to let her have the other couch. Biggest mistake of my life. You shut your face. You put a sock in it. So, now, myself, Alyssa, and Stouffer were left to the floor. So I throw my pillow down and my blanket. Alyssa throws her pillow and blanket down next to me. Stouffer decides he's going to try to sleep in the rocking chair.
It's because he was being a douche.
He was being a douche. We love Stouffer to death, but he was being an ass bag. And he decided that he was going to try to sleep in a rocking chair, which was basically the equivalent of the size of your typical desk chair. Okay? Now, at one point, I decided I'm going to move all the way over to the couch and motioned to Alyssa to move over, closer to me so that there was room in between Alyssa and the TV. So I said, Stouffer, you can lay down right there on the other side of Alyssa.
No, dude, I'm going to fucking sleep right here.
Wait, what the hell just happened?
I don't know.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so Stouffer's like, no, dude, I'm going to fucking sleep right here. So now, I fall asleep, and Alyssa falls asleep, okay? Now, at some point in the middle of the night, and I do this from time to time when I sleep, by the way, anytime I get within 3 inches of Alyssa, the peanut gallery starts commenting. Chris mainly and Stouffer start commenting anytime I got anywhere near Alyssa. So, middle of the night rolls around, and I do as I always do when I sleep. I inevitably will roll over. I'll turn over in my sleep. So I guess I must have rolled over far enough away from Alyssa that at some point Stouffer decides in the middle of the night that it's time to try to get on the floor. Now, rather than doing what I had suggested, which is to squeeze in on the other side of Alyssa, which would have put him between Alyssa and the TV, he decides at some point in the middle of the night that it's a good idea to squeeze in between Alyssa and myself. Now, Alyssa, I'm out of it. I'm sleeping, okay? I finally fall asleep. Alyssa, admittedly, and she's admitted this to everyone, she admitted it to everyone who was there, opened her eyes and saw Stouffer get onto the floor and squeeze in between. So now, there's not much room to begin with.
He was cold.
I don't give a fuck if he was dying of hypothermia. So I, now, in the middle of the night, early morning, I'm conscious only to recollect I'm going to turn over again. So I turn over again, and my back is now leaning up against a body, a human body. A human body that in my half-awake state, I naturally assumed was Alyssa. Because why would it be anyone other than Alyssa? So what do I wake up to at sometime after noon on Saturday? The comments of, as long as I'm throwing myself completely under the bus, let me put in the punchline. As I lean up against this body, my blanket is hanging off of me, okay? So I feel a hand grab the blanket and pull it up back on top of me. Again, I'm half awake. My eyes aren't even open. I'm naturally assuming that it is the kind young Alyssa here. It is the kind person that I have so graciously taken into my home for 2 weeks, staying in New York for the first time, was kind enough to put the blanket back on me. So I lean over and I reach my hand to kind of give her a gentle pat on the back, hey, I'm not awake enough to really talk and thank you, but hey, thanks for pulling the blanket back up on top of me. So I go to pat her on the back, and I hear a voice go, "Dude, I'm not her." And I'm like, I realize, and I'm just thinking, ah! So now, I wake up to everybody in the room. Apparently, Shannon had woken up at this point to come out. And the first question was, why were you spooning with Stouffer? And I maintain that if this bitch over here, this ungrateful fucking bitch who has the use of my guest room in a nice big bed for 2 weeks, when she saw him trying to squeeze in between to save her friend here, instead of moving over closer to me so that he could get on the other side and thus save me a week now of something that I'll probably never live down for the rest of my life, that I'm fortunate enough to be friends with all of these nutcases who I love so much. No, instead of doing that, she just let him squeeze in between and thus Bob Spoon. All right, here we go. Fucking Skype call.
I knew it.
All right, you fur.
Bob, I'll call you later.
Ooh. Oh, no. Yeah, I'll bet if you did, this bitch would let you in.
Possibly.
This is how my New Year's Day began. And it's all Alyssa's fault.
Now, no, it's not my fault.
How is it not your fault?
How I've always explained it.
Please
do. For about a week now.
Please do.
Okay.
All right.
There was a blanket that was put on the floor. It was a down feather blanket for like a queen size bed.
Mm-hmm.
Not a queen, I mean a twin size bed.
Right.
And so I look at it and I'm going, okay, this is my sleeping area.
Right.
So that is what I slept on. It is not my fault that you decided to go roll over towards...
I didn't decide! I'm asleep! I can't control what I do when I'm sleeping!
Well, you had basically the whole fucking, area!
I did have
room.
A whole area, yes,
yeah,
I
yeah,
did.
Yeah, you did.
Yes.
Yeah, you did, because you want to know why?
And you let Stouffer invade my... I wasn't gonna say, I almost said it, and I'm not...
And by the way, from what it looked like when I turned over, Stouffer had, this oh my fucking god look, and you had your hand wrapped around him.
I did not know. See, now there's where I beg to differ, because Shannon, in her infinite wisdom, who likes to exaggerate things...
No.
It suddenly turned into having our arms around each other and shit-eating grins in our faces, and that definitely did not happen.
No, Stouffer gave me this oh my fucking god look, and I just went back to sleep.
You let him get in there.
It was not my fault!
What are you laughing at,
yeah,
ass face?
I think you incriminated yourself a little more than I did.
Dude, you come out squeaky fucking clean in your story. You were the babysitter in your story. First of all, you know what's even worse? Okay?
I'm the babysitter. I'm the one who has to deal with the law.
Dude, you know what's even worse? Okay? I'm being thrown under the bus here, but I'm the unwilling victim. The person who really should be getting thrown under the bus.
Hang on, Bob. Actually, you're not the unwilling victim because you actually... I'm going to adjust my assessment of the situation. Alyssa allowed this to happen, as any person who has any idea what one... who has any idea about anything would allow.
Oh, I understand her motivations, and if I was in her place, yes,
I
would have done the same
thing.
Oh, come on, I
was half asleep myself, just because I can open my eyes and, look around a little bit and, consciously know what's going on.
I didn't consciously know. No, the person who really should be getting thrown under the bus here is Stouffer.
If I'm throwing you under the bus, I'm going to finish throwing you under the bus.
Hold on, we got messages.
Chris.
Hold on, we got
messages.
Yes.
Chris.
Yes.
I will call you back, or you call back in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, what happened here?
I don't know. There's something wrong with the audio.
Oh. The person who really should be getting thrown under the bus here is Stouffer, because if you're that awake and you see a guy and a girl and your decision is I'm going to squeeze in between the guy and the girl rather than getting on the other side of the girl, Stouffer's the one who really should be getting thrown under the bus here. I mean, that's the problem the way I see it. The way I see this story, it's all on Stouffer. All 100% on Stouffer, not me. I am the unwilling participant, the unwilling victim, the unwilling person in this entire thing. I was completely...
Oh, no, 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 no. Yes. No. No.
In the hierarchy of blame, I am third on the depth chart. It's Stouffer 1. I'll even put Stouffer ahead of you because he made the decision to do it. It's Stouffer number 1 for trying to do it, you number 2 for allowing him to do it, and me number 3 for being asleep enough to just not realizing it's happening. Because if I was awake and saw that, I would have been like, oh, no, dude, go on the other side. Not now. Not here. No way. Not with these people. So there you go. You, the HKC listener out there, you be the judge, folks. Write in and tell us.
Here's what Jonathan wrote in.
What did Jonathan say?
Oh, now we hear the truth. Bob raped Stouffer, and he didn't like it. No! Now we know the rest of the history.
No! No!
God damn it! Hello?
Bob, Alyssa's not to blame. Well, at least, if she is to blame, she's to blame. Well, she's not to blame at all. And I'll tell you, there's a few reasons why.
She really is.
No, she's not, and I'll tell you why. She allowed something hilarious to happen in her sleep. That's not blameworthy. She was awake. That's worthy of a medal. That's worthy of a medal. First point, Bob, would any girl want to spoon you? Second point, you admitted yourself that you rolled, thus exposing the room for Stouffer. Now, is Stouffer going to roll Alyssa towards you? Or is Stouffer just going to lie down?
No, dude.
You dug your own grave.
Dude, if you dug in the first place, would you have squeezed in between me and Alyssa, or would you have tried to squeeze on the other side of Alyssa?
I would have stayed on the rocking chair far out of harm's way.
No, but if you had a choice.
Of course I would have tried to, I would have put the other side, but if that, I mean, I would have tried to not wake her up and, you know.
From how we were,
Positioned
and everything. Okay. I was basically on one side of the rocker. Bob was on the other side of the rocker. So, technically, if a sleepy-eyed, Stouffer were to, like, get on his knees and everything...
Oh, no.
Then he would have just plopped down in the middle of us.
I don't want to think about exactly. Stouffer getting down on his knees.
So that's why I'm blaming... That's why I'm saying that Bob dug his own grave by, rolling
Beth.
Away... You rolled in your sleep, dude. Maybe you should learn to not do that.
In
or there are ways.
The night, I go rolling in my sleep.
I don't know when the stuff sort of was deep.
Dude, your connection is taking a shit again. So we're gonna let some other people jump in. We're gonna let some other people jump in here.
Yes.
We're gonna get rolling here. All right, dude.
Get rolling, 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 huh?
Rolling. There goes Trek West. He, of course, will not be on tonight. Now, let me,
Ow! Fuck! I gotta fucking fix this.
Why does that keep happening?
Because the fucking Skype. God damn it.
Oh. Coming up at 9 o'clock... Coming up at 9 o'clock tonight is... I don't know. Because the mashed up mix is not going to be with us tonight. I know that covering for the roundabout will be... Bob and Neo's One Way Snowabout, where you're going to be hearing lots of live music tonight. Lots of live music provided by Mr. McFisto. It's going to be all... it's going to be music by...
Oh, for the fucking love of God!
What?
What? What? Yeah, what? No, what? I'm trying to fix my
you
fucking shit.
No. All right, I'm telling you now. Did you tell him? Huh? Huh? Huh?
Tell him what?
Tell me what?
Yeah, I'm going to take over at 9 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Typical. Oh yeah, the women don't tell us nothing. They expect us to be mind readers.
Thank you, Venison. Thank you. All right, folks, you just heard that. It's going to be a venison snack tonight, 9 o'clock, and then at 11 o'clock, we're going to be back with music, with big tunes, not those big tunes, live tunes, songs by some of your favorite artists, songs by a lot of artists that you will hear on the One Way Roundabout. But the difference is tonight, it's going to be. Neo and myself, and all live tunes tonight at 11 o'clock.
Wow.
So thank you to Venison for doing what he does best, which is come to the rescue.
Yeah, and I feel like it anyway, because I'm getting fucking plastered off my ass.
There you
I feel
go.
Like it.
That's it.
And everybody else is too.
Get plastered.
Yes.
Although, I'm beginning to wonder just how placid were you with you and what's his name and Neil sitting there all three together and.
I was pretty drunk.
What was his name again?
Stouffer.
Yeah, Stouffer. Okay.
All this fucking Jack and Coke bullshit.
Now, Stouffer in the middle. Oh, yeah, I can see that as being a double thrill for him, you know, but.
Menacing, hang up and call back. Thank you.
Why?
Because
why? He sounded
No, it's the shit on the stream. For some reason, fucking Skype. There you go. Ah!
Oh,
no!
Oh, no. I pulled out the headphones. To anyone with ears, I apologize. That's going in the montage. We already have a beginning of the 2011 montage. I apologize to everyone with ears out there listening. I am sorry. That was we're very. I pulled out the headphones. How we doing?
God damn it! I'm gonna hit you.
Ow! How we doing on time here?
Alyssa. It's 8:10.
All right. So that's coming up at 9 is the drunken venison snack. And then later on is other shit. all right. So, no, stop. There's, no tickling on the domain. No tickling. No. Okay, well that might, we might have to wait until off the air. Maybe. I'm just gonna. Okay, what were we doing? Oh yeah, the radio show. All right, let's get to something a little different.
God damn it! Stop fucking controlling the goddamn audio settings, you fucking whore!
What seems to be the trouble?
Skype! Skype is the fucking issue. I have everything. I've been following everyone's fucking suggestions and shit, and.
Okay, let's get to something a little bit different here. It's time to help out a good friend of ours. Now, as we know, HKC, the station itself, is named after the camp that Nick and I met at. We met a lot of other people at that camp, and a lot of people that we still keep in touch with to this day, and some that we've kept in touch with consistently over the years, and some that we've just recently gotten back in touch with. And an old friend of ours who we just recently got back in touch with over the last year, some of you may remember, is a young lady by the name of Bree Clouser. We've had her on the show. I first met her back in the summer of 1998 when she was all of 5 years old. And she actually had her very first public appearance on stage at our camp show. And I knew back then that she had some talent and was going to really probably go somewhere with her musical career. And so, you know, we played a couple of her YouTube things and a couple of things that she's kind of recorded just as demos and things. Well, just recently, she was signed to an independent record label. Pyramid Records is the label. And she has recorded a single. She's looking to get a pop music career started. And she has a single, which you can download, and we're going to give you a taste of that now. And basically, I think Alyssa has the rest of the information there in front of her.
Yes. Do you? No. Hold okay. on.
Yeah.
1 moment.
We're going to give this a little just play here.
Fucking, God damn it.
So if anyone's out there listening, you will hear this. And this is our friend who, as a matter of fact, I called her this afternoon to let her know that she wouldn't be able to use the actual HKC phone number to call in, and she was in a meeting about this stuff.
Yes.
This is getting serious. I mean, she's taking meetings and talking to management and other things. And so, yeah, she's trying to get a pop career going. And it's kind of neat to see somebody that you know and that you've known for such a long time getting started and on her way up. So we're going to play a little bit of this here. And then after we play it, we will tell you where to find it if you'd not like to know a little more. And if you do like what you hear, and you do support her, then let her know that you heard about her here
on HKC Radio. So we're going to get a little serious here for a minute. Not Sirius XM, not even Sirius Black, but just Sirius. And we're going to play this.
You just did not try and do that.
I did. Do you have a problem with that? Ow! What is with the physical violence on this show?
That's for me to do.
Not Kenny, no. No, it's not. Okay? It's not. You just stay there and make sure no undesirables come in the studio.
Okay.
Right. Coming up a little later on in the show, we're going to tell you what duck butter is, and we're going to call Dick oozing in ya. But right now, you got that over there, Alyssa?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is this all about here?
Well, you basically just said it all. This all right. is her new single. She's trying to do a solo pop career similar to Lady Gaga. She has signed with an independent music label called Pyramid Records. Mm-hmm.
What is the name of this song?
The name of this song is You Betta.
You Betta.
Yes.
It's not like the Who song, You Better, You Better, You Bet. It's just You Betta.
There you go again! God damn it!
All right, that was not Brie Clouds.
Fuck!
That was not... I'm not going to do that again. I'm sorry. I didn't know the chord comes out that
what?
Easily.
What the fuck?
That was not Brie Clouser's new single. That was not. I assure you. So anyway, we're going to mute the mics. So even
I can't mute the mic because it's not through an amp.
Oh, okay. So we're just going to play it and shut the
yes.
fuck up. All right. So this is Brie Clouser, our
don't
friend.
Don't do that again.
With You Betta.
You Betta.
There you go. What was that, you ask? That was an old friend, Brie Clouser, with her very first single, You Better. Now, Alyssa, where can they find that? Where can they find more about that? If you like what you heard, this is what you can do.
You go to pyramidrecords.com.
Try that again. No, it's not.
Wow.
How do you spell pyramidrecords.com? That's not right. Look.
pyramidrecords.bandcamp.com.
And you can click on...
you can either click on Brie, it'll come up as Brie, or I think there's one that says, like, Trunk or Toke.
The link that says Toke or Brie. And let her know that you heard about her here on HKC. She goes way back with us, and we just wanted to make sure that people knew that she was out there and getting herself started in the music business. And who knows, maybe it'll be one of those things where it'll be a... what? I don't know.
Fucking Marsh goes Pyramid Raiders. Stop.
How did he spell that?
With a P T T T T. Without.
Brie Clouser, Pyramid Records. .bandcamp.com.
To support her. Yes. She. And you know what? The song was actually pretty good, but Jonathan has a good thing. Like, he actually sort of broke it down a little bit.
And what was that?
He says, she sings well enough. The problem I have with pop culture in general, note, I'm not trying to kick the crap out of this lady, mm-hmm. but the issue is that a lot of these people sound the same. What makes so different than some others that I've heard? I wish her the best, but I can turn this on our top 40 station and you hear very similar.
You know what it is, though? Here's the thing, and it's interesting that the Lady Gaga comparison was made, because when I first hate... let's try that again. When I first heard Lady Gaga, I thought the same thing. I thought, oh, here we go. This is just another dance pop kind of, you know, yeah, can't read my poker face. Yeah, we get it. You know, not going to reach my telephone. I know, I get it. And then I was in the car with a friend of mine one day, and she had the CD, and she played the song Speechless, which is nothing like any of the stuff. It's all marketing. Some of the stuff by Brie that we played last year was more guitar-oriented. She does have another side to her, but I'm sure, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I guess it's a case of if you really want to break out into the pop world, that's the direction to go. Now, she'll be one of those people that will have those other sides to her where you go, wait, that's her too? I mean, Lady Gaga's kind of the same way. Unless you know better, unless you know about Lady Gaga, who would know that she actually, you know, was like a musician who
calling, but...
plays in a piano bar.
Hello,
you're on HKC.
Hi, it's Krista. I hope I don't sound too bad through this, but
like you're on a phone. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to tell you guys, relative to the Brie thing, I think that she sounds really cool, and I like the fact that, yes, of course, it sounds like, you know, a pop song, because that's what she's going for.
Right.
But I like the fact that she had a little bit more background on the song, like, musically, she had some more background,
That is what makes it a little bit, that separates it a little, and that, it's kind of what made me pay attention to Lady Gaga, too, because she kind of had the same thing going on, where there's a little more going on there than just your typical kind of dancey, poppy thing, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I thought it was really cool.
Now, Krista, you were part of Stouffergate. You were there.
Oh, yes.
First of all, what were your impressions of the party, by the way?
Oh, I had a lot of fun. It was just crazy, and, you know, everybody was just having fun, and, you know,
and how
we were singing in the beginning. We sang My Happy Ending and a whole bunch of other stuff, some country songs.
How absurd was I at this party?
You were sloshed, Bob.
I know I was, but it was fun, though, right?
Fucking lightweight.
Yeah, it was fun.
I was just silly. I'm just a sillier... I describe myself as a sillier, slurrier, more wobbly version of me. That's pretty much what it was.
Lightweight.
Fuck off. Even Krista was, you know, getting in on the action with taste in one of the... Sam made this drink. I don't remember what was in it, but it's one of those drinks that she mixed to the point where you don't even taste the alcohol, and it tastes like you're drinking orange juice.
It was like orange berry everything.
Yeah, it was like... Yeah, it really was. What was the highlight of the party for you?
I would say one of the highlights was when we were trying to fall asleep and Alyssa just kept coming out with this stuff. You know, like, a lot of it was, you have to be there, but I could try.
Oh, we were just acting like idiots. By that point,
pretty much.
You're so out of it and so sleepy. There was a whole thing about Chris's clit falling off. And
yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Something.
And it's just not as funny when you say it,
It was just one of those things where every time somebody got close to falling asleep, somebody would say something ridiculous and absurd and make everybody else laugh. And as you're telling them to shut the fuck up, you're still laughing your ass off.
Oh, yeah. And like earlier, the first part of the night, too, was a lot of fun. We were getting there and singing and...
Absolutely.
You know, that was cool. That was like the old days.
But, you know, I don't know about you, but, you know, getting back to the whole Brie thing for a second, because, you know, you go back with her like I do. Isn't it surreal hearing something like that and remembering this cute little 5-year-old on stage singing a cappella, Give Me a Little Kiss?
Yeah, very. It's
that's
weird.
Just trippy. six, begging, because she wanted to sing the Sailor Moon song. Remember that?
Yes, and yeah. I remember...
we can play Sailor Moon.
I think, wasn't she the one who sang Castle on a Cloud with Nicole?
She did. Carrie did it first, years ago, and then Brie did it later. Nicole did...
Yeah, but I remember Brie's version,
I don't remember what she did after. That was the Broadway medley. That was a couple of years later. But yeah, she did sing Castle on a Cloud. She also did... Somewhere Over the a killer, just chilling version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
You should have heard it, people.
Yeah, we'll have to break out the tapes one day. We'll do like a Before They Were Stars, and play little 8-9-year-old Brie tapes. I'm sure she'll be thrilled with that.
But yeah, I mean, I don't think Brie sounds like Lady Gaga. I think she has a totally different voice, but I guess
totally
I can see where the music
voice,
is.
But the style of song, I understand what people are saying. The style of the actual song is very, it's Lady Gaga-like. No, her voice sounds nothing like that. But, oh my God, Alyssa is trying to find Sailor Moon.
Shut up.
No, I don't think so.
I am going to play it.
Why would you do that?
Because I can.
Oh, okay. Well, then, you know what? Maybe we'll play it. We'll dedicate it to Brie.
There you go.
Brie, I know
now
she,
you're thinking
Brie,
with your
Brie, I
head.
Know you're not listening right now, but hopefully you'll download this. And I remember back in the day when you really wanted to sing this song, and you were driving your brother crazy. This is a very different show. And, Alyssa, are you going to play this?
Yes. Give me a moment.
No,
Uno
I don't
want
to give you a moment. I don't think we need to even, you know. Don't forget, folks, coming up at 9 p.m. Eastern in place of the mashed up mix, it is going to be a venison snack taking you up to 11 o'clock when? It's going to be the...
Oh, that's the extended dance remix.
Bob and Neo, One Way Snow About.
One Way
featuring
Snow About, yes.
Many crazy people.
Just
and after this, we are going to be calling Dick Uzaninya.
Yes.
Despite Nick's best efforts to get me to not do it, we are going to call Dick Uzaninya and interview him.
I found it.
Oh, no. All right, we're going to dedicate this one to Brie Clouser. Brie, we love you.
Okay, bye.
This one's for you. Bye, Krista. Sailor Moon on HKC. Oh, no.
She is the one I've known we can depend. She is the one next.
Okay, that was that. Sailor Moon. From Melissa to Brie Clouser. Yes, wherever you are right now. Hanging out after a day of meetings. I remember the day you sang that one for me. And we're playing it now because...
I just so happen to have that.
All right, well, you know what? I'm gonna get the phone here. We don't have the HKC phone up. But we do have my phone. Not the banana phone, but just my phone. And we are going to call the great new journalist, Dick Uzuninye. He used to work at CBS FM. He now is working at Light FM. And we're going to call him right now. Let me just do this so that you can... There we go. Let's call him. Calling Dick Uzuninye.
Uzuninye.
Dick Uzuninye. It's Bob and it's Neo, and you are on the air on the Toxical Domain Online Shockio show.
How'd you get my phone number?
We looked it up. We heard your tech thing. I don't remember what it was called, but it's been circulating around the internet, and we're interested if you could give us a little background. Now, I know you left CBS FM a few years ago when they stopped playing oldies and they first turned to Jack FM. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, and you you decided to be a little more conservative and go to Light FM?
It's a better way to express myself.
I understand. Yes, you seem a little more low-key these days. Mr. Uzuninye, how did you get hooked up with this whole podcast? And what prompted this whole thing with Quitter and whatever else you were doing?
I said it myself. I'm an access technology lifer. I've been, outside of radio, I did a little bit of work for some access technology companies that shall remain nameless.
Okay, you don't want to associate yourself?
No, because it doesn't seem fair, because these companies don't necessarily want the added publicity.
Oh, okay.
Is it because they dabble in porn?
No.
Are you against pornography on the internet?
I have no opinion on such things.
Oh, okay.
What about Viagra?
Wait a minute. Come on, we gotta be nice to this guy.
Well, yeah, I am being nice. I'm not calling him a dickhole or...
No, it's Dick Uzuninye.
Well, yeah, it's Dick Uzuninye, but I'm not, like, calling him a pussy whacker or something.
No. Shh, Neo.
What?
Come on, we gotta be nice to this guy.
Would you two please pipe down so I can actually answer your question?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I don't have an opinion on such things. I see too much of it with internet marketing.
All right, but ultimately something drew you to this, and you felt like you needed to get this guy Tom. What was his name?
Tom Thompson.
Tom Thompson.
So does it really matter anymore?
Well, no, it does, because this is making the rounds here, all over the internet radio world.
Listen,
here.
Listen to me.
Yes.
The guy's an idiot. Okay. It's that simple. I had him in my studio. I paid $1,000 out of my own pocket to have him in my studio. It was the biggest waste of money I've ever spent.
Why did it cost you $1,000? You paid...
This guy's a greedy bastard. Didn't you actually listen to the interview?
We did. I was
just not quite sure about it.
I just wasn't sure what I heard afterwards. I'm not... Mr. Uzuninye, I'm not really a big tech guy.
Yeah, but you can see greed from a mile away.
I understand. Anybody can. Yes, I understand. Yes, he's very, very greedy. But you're trying to really get yourself out there, try to get the word out there. You have a Twitter...
My Twitcast does.
Yes.
My personal Twitter.
Okay, and where can they find you? Where can they follow you, sir?
They can follow me, or at least my Twitcast, at AT Nation. All one word.
AT Nation.
Yes.
Okay, and how often are we gonna hear new things from you?
Simply whenever there are new things to be discussed.
Oh, okay, Mr. Uzuninye, and, now you, all right, Do you have anything else that you want to bring to our attention before we let you go?
Call my house again.
What? All right. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. We'll let you go, sir. Bye-bye.
It's not our fault you don't have a sex drive.
Jeez. Get a personality. My God. Try to get you a little publicity here, and he's being like that. I mean, wow. I mean...
He's an asshole. What do you expect?
He seemed a lot more fun-loving when he was at CBS.
I think that's because there's, like, a phallic object in front of his face. And then he's, like, sucking cock.
No, that was just his name. dick oozing in you.
Well, yeah, but he can still suck dick.
Yeah, I bet he got made fun of a lot when he was in school.
Richard Uzaninya.
Richard Uzaninya.
It's Uzaninya.
Uzaninya. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. All right. Anyway, let's move on. By the way, coming up at 9, it's Venison Snack in place of the mashed up mix. So stay tuned for that because, you know what? That's going to be good. And I want to make a just something to look out for. Now, there have been some random broadcasts this week, but something very interesting may be going down on Monday. And I'll tell you one thing. Regardless of whether it's broadcast or not, it will be recorded. But there is a pretty good chance that Monday afternoon at some point, not only Toxic Shock meets the Digital Domain, but Toxic Shock and the Digital Domain will actually meet Venison Stew as Long Island and California will collide with New Jersey. We've researched it, we've checked the route, we've discussed it, and hopefully, Monday, Alyssa and I, along with possibly even Tits, might be venturing out to New Jersey to the Venison Studios. And if we do, there may be some random radio going on. I don't know when, I don't know what time, but you just hang around your computer. Keep your eyes out. Because
I'm going to find that fucking mushroom can of stuff.
Yeah, the 40-year-old can of mushroom soup.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's if Alyssa gets into Venison's studio, she's going to go rummaging. And if she does, some scary bad things are going to happen. And if Tits is there, oh my God. So that's one thing to look out for Monday, if it happens. We hope that it will. Now, speaking of random broadcasts, we did a random broadcast last week. And we were just testing out everything. Oh, Skype is coming up here.
Let's... What the fuck do you want, bastard?
Now, first of all, you're not going to go rummaging through my shit.
She thinks she
I
is.
Am so going to go
no,
rummaging
you're not.
Through your
shit. I'm going to hide the. I'm going to hide the really good stuff.
Uh-oh.
Well, fine. Go hide the really good stuff. I want to find that fucking can of soup.
Actually, so do I. I have no idea what
exactly.
The hell
you and I can go rummage through your shit.
Right, do you know how much shit I got here?
It's considered bonding.
Bonding my ass.
You're bonding.
You might
or bondage.
Find things I don't want you to find.
Like what?
I'm not telling you.
No, actually, Alyssa, you'll be able to know because, like, if you go to open something and he runs up and goes, no! That's when you know to keep looking.
It's like, get away from there.
No, don't touch that. Ooh, what's in there?
What does this button do?
No, don't go pushing buttons either.
Help!
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 I got a tweet that I just thought you guys should know about.
What's that?
Well, I got, it's actually, apparently Miss Paris Hilton, because see, I follow her from time to time because I'm curious to see what she's up to.
Yeah.
And apparently she didn't quite catch the full Twitter name of Dick Uzaninya, but she's super interested because apparently she's got some kind of deal with Apple. She basically has the... Well, if she's choosing between Apple and Android, but whatever it's going to be, well, it's going to be a phone, and she was actually hoping that Dick Uzaninya would do some serious, you know, promoting and stuff.
All right,
for
well,
her.
Hope, listen, here's what you can do. We don't have our regular HKC phone up, but what I can do is give Alyssa a number that you can tell Paris if she wants to actually call. That we can put
well,
her on the
it's
air.
Not up to me. I mean, there are billions of people
no, I'm
following
saying,
her.
You
she's not going to necessarily.
Tweet her the phone number. Tell her we're on the air right now. She knows us. She knows who we are.
I can try, but there's a public tweet out there. So if
there
Dick Uzaninya is listening,
holy
apparently
shit.
Paris is interested okay. in a publicity.
Well, Alyssa thing. Doesn't have her Twitter, but she can tweet. Just give the home number out. Give the home number out. If she
okay.
wants to. If she wants to. I know she might be a little shy to call a strange number, but she certainly can if she wants, because I'm Alyssa and I are here in Oyster Bay, and Nick is back at the Digital Domain Studios because
yeah,
it's
I understand
here.
This. That's why I Skyped in. Because,
yeah, I'm glad, yeah. That, glad that you did that. But
Well, hey, I was shocked. I mean, well, you know, when you
me
see
too.
Something like that, it's like, oh, my God.
It's going to be interesting. Now, Alyssa, you have to be nice if she's promoting Apple because, I mean...
Well, she can't decide between Apple or Android.
This
is
Paris.
She's trying to decide this.
Yeah. Oh, she's trying to decide. Oh, okay. Then maybe, Alyssa,
you can...
That's why
she needs Bob's help, I'm guessing.
I don't know.
Well, see, with Android, you can link up a vibrator.
You can't say that to Paris Hilton if she
actually you
in.
Can. She'd probably be way interested in that too.
Oh my god!
I mean, this is Paris Hilton we're talking about.
I guess I'm just
that would be good publicity all the way around. You know,
I'm just so paranoid because Hilton Hotels, the Hilton Empire in general.
We don't have that many big celebrity relationships.
I'm just maybe a little over paranoid about trying to keep this thing going because of what it could mean for us as a station, and maybe one day she'll appear on Stone and Glass or something. I have told her about your show, and I'm trying to get some celebrities to call into your show, but yeah.
Well, Paris probably.
Hold on. Hello.
And no, Jonathan, I do not have a porn room.
Sorry, that was me. I was trying to get the phone number.
He's got a porn house, not a porn room.
Why did you make me get up and answer it? What was that about?
Jump, bitch, jump.
You did that on purpose because you knew I was going to get up to answer it? You friggin', you know what?
What were you going to say?
Nothing. Oh. I don't even remember.
I don't even know.
She made you sit there and go away to answer a phone so that, you know, she could be alone with the other woman.
Oh, that's hot. As long as I get to watch.
What is a dude's obsession with two women? I will never understand this.
It's when you see two very attractive people in that sort of position, what guy wouldn't want to see that?
Yeah, I don't understand this whole, I guess. I mean,
hello,
I'm not a guy,
Chelsea.
So.
Chelsea!
What up, everybody?
Oh my god, okay.
Holy fucking hell.
What, Chelsea
hell
too?
Is breaking loose
Ooh.
Right now. Because...
Alright, now it's getting interesting.
Shut up, alter ego. Go in the corner where you belong. I'm focusing on Bob here for a second.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're focusing on Bob. Ooh, orgy.
Shut up. Chelsea, did you get any snow up where you are in upstate
New York? Yes, I did. We're getting snow now.
Yeah, Neo and I are here in Oyster Bay. Nick is back at the Digital Domain Studios because we weren't able to get over there because of the snow. But we're doing the, I guess you'd call it the Toxical Domain Online Shockio show.
Yeah. That can come later. So, Bob.
Yes.
How was it getting raped by Stover anyway?
You are never going to hear the end.
I don't understand. Stover was in the middle. Stover's the one that got raped.
He put himself there.
He put his sweet little ass up against Bob.
Look, when Paris Hilton calls, I have a reputation. You cannot.
Bob, what if we already heard your story?
Oh, you are so not a gigolo.
If Paris Hilton is listening right now, and she heard this, I'm telling you right now, there's going to be problems.
You got to remember, I've been listening.
Yeah, she might come over too.
she might have been actually very jealous of your position, Bob.
She doesn't know Stover.
She might.
Paris Hilton
a little
Stover.
Better.
She's Paris Hilton. You never know. I mean,
she does get around. I have to say that.
To say the least.
But come on, Bob. So you can't deny your love affair with little Stover over there. Come on, I absolutely can and will.
And, you know, of course, can I tell you, that's just the story of my life. It couldn't have been two girls. No, it had to be Stover.
And well, to put it even better, you mix Stover with Alyssa. I mean, come on.
I had my back to him, and I was half awake, and all I felt was a body leaning against my body. And I was...
Well, apparently he wanted it from
Ooh.
You.
Oh, so you touched asses?
No, it was the other way, I think.
No.
They were rubbing junk.
No!
Yep. Can't deny it now, Bob. You're in the corner.
Man, that goat's going to be damn jealous.
Leaving.
Hold on to that beer.
You're not supposed to be kissing on each other.
Oh, no! No, that's where I draw the line.
Licking the duck butter from each other's balls.
No. Oh, not the duck butter!
Oh. Telling each other how good it was, you know.
No! See, now, if Chelsea...
So that's what you do.
If Chelsea and Hope had been there, who knows? Now, it would have been different.
Well, duck butter is a little slippery.
I think I'm glad I wasn't, actually.
Hope, I think if you were there, tits would have groped you.
I was about to say, you were talking about if two women were there. Okay, what if tits was there?
Tits has tried groping me, and I punch her in the fucking tit.
I think tits
that just turned her on.
Yeah, she also did that.
Yeah, there would have been a lot more midnight moments going on.
Whoa, she got turned on when you punch her in the tit?
Yeah, I think she did, actually.
Whoa.
They were jumping on each other. They were jumping on each other last Saturday on my couch.
Oh, they were jumping on each other.
Yeah, they actually literally were jumping on each other. There was
okay,
biting
interesting
going on.
Show okay, on Monday, not... folks.
There was biting. You did jump on her, and
she
was...
would try. Okay, she was trying to scratch me. I bite.
Did you bit her? Okay, so you there was jumping. You so you admitted you jumped on her and you bit her.
Yes. Ooh,
I rest my case.
On her,
okay
bitter,
then. And she was trying to hold me
groping,
down. So what do I do? Yeah. I tackle her and I jump on her and punch her in the fucking tit
and you
bite
bit her.
Ooh. Oh,
damn. God. Neo sounds feisty. I'd be afraid to get near her.
Very feisty.
Oh, shit.
Damn right, I'm feisty.
Hot to me. Oh, God. More.
Altarigo, what the fuck did I tell you? Get your little ass back in the corner, you shrimp.
Oh my god.
I can't even.
Listen, Alter, you're my bitch. I tell you what to do. Now get your butt back in the damn corner.
Oh, shit. Chelsea is stepping up.
Oh, you think so? Do I have to put the leash back on you?
Uh-oh.
Wow. I'll turn around and whip you with it.
Baby, yes, hurt me.
Okay, this is becoming too much. I think we need to talk.
Maybe
butter.
We should leave them alone.
Oh my god.
We're gonna see if maybe Paris gets tweeted. I don't know. She might call, she might not call. It's totally cool either way. But we're gonna let everyone go because we are gonna educate you about duck butter right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Duck butter!
Chelsea, thank you for calling in. Hope, thank you for calling in and letting us know about Paris. And Venison, thank
welcome.
You for doing what you do always. And we'll talk to everyone
return.
A little later on.
Talk
bye
to you
bye,
guys
everybody.
Later.
Wow, Chelsea, Hope, and Venison.
Holy fucking shit.
So we were doing a random show last week, and I don't even remember how we got it started, but we were talking about the term duck butter. Now, here's what I would like to do. Maybe what we'll do is, maybe we'll get somebody cited to do this. We're going to play the song, and then we're going to tell you how to find it. And... maybe what I'd like to do is get somebody cited who has not seen the duck butter video to Skype in and watch the duck butter video with us.
So Venison?
So yeah. Well, no. Did Venison see the duck
butter? I don't think
video?
Venison saw it.
All right. So basically, we were talking about duck butter, and Alyssa, would you like to describe what exactly duck butter is?
Duck butter is that stank that accumulates along with the thighs and the taint and like the ball sack has like the cum and okay, you sound like you're orgasming over duck butter.
No, I'm not. I'm disgusted. So we were playing music and I basically made the comment that I don't think I have a song that would apply to duck butter. So Alyssa did some searching and she found
duck
this.
And why that shit down there, rub it It's your boy Rick Rouse. My balls so sweaty, so that day like sound. Sticking to my leg, sticking to the leather in my Chevrolet. I know you want this, you want this duck butter. Fuck with a fat nigga, not with another. Yeah, I'm real big and my sweat is like cheese. So get on your knees, cause it's real smelly. Do the saggy leg. Do the duck butter, baby. And when I eat a cookie, it smell like dookie. And when I eat a cookie, yeah, it smell like dookie. I'm rubbing on my gooch, rubbing on your douche. Duck butter, baby, yeah. We about to do the duck butter in the club. Then we about to make some love. Yeah, you know Rick Rouse is a thug. Yeah, I'm riding down MIA. But my balls be so sweaty. Miami, where I stay. Do the duck butter all goddamn day.
And your boy Greek up in the club. Doing duck butter while I'm rubbing on a bun. Yeah, you know Squeak like to do it, you like. And I got that ski ski up on the cheek cheek. Yeah, I'm so sweaty that my balls smell like butter. Call that duck butter, baby, call that duck butter.
Duck butter, duke, duck butter, duke, cookie, duke, cookie.
That is traumatizing. What's even more traumatizing is I learned something the next day about that and who was actually a part of that track. And it was actually...
I actually want to dance to it.
Yeah. What is this?
Holy shit.
Oh, no. Is this what I think it is?
I don't know.
Because yo, Lovie Smith!
Oh, yeah. Wait, you're actually... Wait, the... Hold on. Now, I learned something about you, sir. By the way, this is Lovie Smith, the coach of the Chicago Bears.
The Bears!
Is that you actually voicing part of that duck butter? Were you on the duck butter video?
And when I eat a cookie, it smells like dookie.
Oh, my God, it is! Lovie when Smith! Are you worried like about... No...
Me
listen.
And all the Bears do the duck butter.
Oh!
Jay Cutler do the duck butter.
Oh! No, not Jay Cutler doing the duck... I don't want to see Jay Cutler doing the duck butter. Look, coach, listen, I'm a little worried because, you know, all the controversy with the Brett Favre and the NFL, you know they have a very specific code of conduct. Aren't you worried about being possibly suspended or even worse for participating? I mean, people don't even...
Everybody loves Lovie Smith and the duck butter.
Ah! Coach! You...
Call me Lovie.
No, Lovie, no. Don't, no! Lovie, do not do the duck butter!
We're gonna do the duck butter.
Ah!
We're gonna do the duck butter. And when we play the game against the New York Jets, we're gonna go
butter. I don't even want to think about Mark Sanchez or Santonio Holmes doing the duck butter.
Oh, everyone's
doing the duck
butter.
Do the duck butter.
Ah! God, no! No! Coach, what is wrong with you? I don't even want...
It's a part of football locker rooms everywhere. Do the duck butter, it's always there.
Oh, no. I can't even deal with this. I can't. Alex is going to want a remix of this.
Mars wants to know if it's green or brown.
Coach, is it green or is it brown? I don't know.
It's both.
Ah! Oh, God!
Yeah, multicolored. There's some sparkles in there. It can be like a disco ball.
Just former coach Mike Ditka do the duck butter. The duck butter.
Former coach Mike Ditka do the duck butter. The duck butter. Duck butter.
Does William the Refrigerator Perry do the duck butter? I don't want to
the fridge and the duck butter.
I can't. No, I can't. All right, look, coach, I'm horrified. Sir, I'm horrified. You're going to get in big trouble for this. Good luck in your game tomorrow, or Sunday, whenever it is. I don't even know. Are you playing
on
this
the field,
weekend?
We're
I don't even
do
know
the
if
duck
you're
butter.
Playing.
On the field, we're going to do the duck butter.
No, do not do the duck butter on the field. I do not want to see that. I do not want to see that. Listen,
Smith,
coach.
The Bears do the duck butter.
Yes.
The Bears do the duck butter.
No.
The whole group has to do the duck butter.
All right, coach, listen, thank you very much for calling in and talking about the duck butter. I hope you don't get in too much trouble, sir. I hope to hear from you in the future for something other than the duck butter. Thank you, Coach Lovie Smith of the Chicago Bears. Thank you. And do the duck butter.
Do the duck butter.
Now, if anybody who is cited, who wants to call in, who has not seen the duck butter video... I'm very curious because we had Neo here with a very accurate description of the duck butter video. But if anyone wants to call in, we're going to tell you, you can play along at home, where to go to find it and to describe it to the HKC radio listeners, the duck butter video, because it's quite disturbing. I have to say that. I just got to say, and I'm not even drunk. How are we doing on time?
We got 5 minutes.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we might not even have time to get to it.
No.
We might just be making our way to 9 o'clock. And coming up at 9 o'clock, the venison snack taking you up to 11 when we will be back with music. That's right, live music tonight. A lot of music you like to hear on the roundabout. We're going to be hitting you with some Metallica, some U2. We're going to be hitting you with some Meatloaf. We're going to be hitting you with some Dave Matthews Band. We're going to be hitting you with maybe a little bit of The Who, maybe some Elton John and Billy Joel. We're going to be hitting you with all sorts of things, like some Eagles, like maybe some Journey, like maybe some Allman Brothers, maybe some Led Zeppelin. Maybe we're going to be hitting you with some Bruce Springsteen. I don't know. But coming up at 11 o'clock, it's going to be Bob and Neo's One Way Snowabout, and maybe Mr. McPhisto might be dropping by later on. I know there's going to be some craziness. Yeah, he's going to be drinking, and he's going to be very, very, I don't know. But until then, you can enjoy a venison snack. And I think maybe Nick can jump back on with us and tell us. I think that Sonic Onslaught, of course, his show, heard Saturdays 5 p.m. Eastern. I think it might be returning tomorrow. Of course, you have Lawler live tomorrow morning. Matt's Madness with Matt. Who'd you think it was going to be? Yiffer?
Yiffer!
And then later on, it hopefully will be the return of Sonic Onslaught. And then Live and Loaded with JDX. Of course, Sundays, don't forget Stone and Glass with Hope. That is Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern. And then at 8 o'clock, it's going to be Toxic Shock Syndrome coming at you live from somewhere on Long Island.
Somewhere over the rainbow. La, la, la.
Alex, remix that.
Shh, fuck you.
What?
Nothing.
You know what? I think the only way to go out with the show tonight is maybe we just play Sailor Moon again. Maybe we just.
And here I was thinking Teenage Wasteland.
Teenage Wasteland, really?
Yes.
We could do that. You know or what? That's actually a good way to go out.
You want Teenage Wasteland?
Otherwise known as Baba O'Reilly.
Baba O'Reilly.
Yeah, that's okay. What it's actually called. So you know what? Wow. Here's what we're going to do.
I didn't know it was called Bob O'Reilly.
Most people don't. It's actually, basically what happened was The Who were playing the Isle of Wight Festival back in 1970, and after the crowd had cleared out and they took a look at all the garbage and all the stuff laying around, somebody made a comment to Pete Townsend, wow, look at that, it's Teenage Wasteland. And he wrote the song. And I forget what the Baba O'Reilly part came from. It's a whole bunch of other things. But yeah, a lot of people, it's the easiest mistake to make because nowhere in the song does it mention Baba O'Reilly. So you wouldn't think it is. So all right, here's what we're going to do. This show is going to end right now. We're going to play this song, which will give Venison time to get his shit together, have a few more drinks, find the mushroom soup, hide all the valuables from Neo. But you folks stay tuned to HKC Radio because we'll be back later with a very different show with a lot of music and a lot of God knows what else. Tell your friends, if you got people that are staying up late, you better stay tuned. I want to thank everyone, and I want to wish everyone a very happy new year. Our first broadcast of the new year 2011 here on the Digital Domain time slot. We will be back in the Digital Domain studios next Friday unless it fucking snows again. So I want to thank everyone for calling, for listening, for writing in, for doing what you do. So as they say, on the Ron and Fez Show, see ya!
Don't raise your eye. It's only teenage wasteland.
Sally, take my hand. Travel south across land. Put out the fire. Don't look past my shoulder. The exodus is here. The happy one.